What up? We in here?
What up? It's the Trap and Chit Chat Show. Oh my God, it's episode 10. That's
yes.
Right. The episode deluxe. Drop all of those bombs. We made it to episode 10, people. It looks a little different from when we started, but we're still here.
Yeah. Very and different.
I would like to shout out DJ Effect. It's his second show with us.
Hi, guys.
He made it. And we have a special guest today.
My man,
Don D himself. From an alto Manhattan, watch that in the building. Clap it up. Hey!
People in the studio, clap it up.
Man, we have an audience today.
We have an audience today.
Shout out to our
in-studio audience.
Our in-studio audience. We are filmed in front of a live audience today.
Laughs are not 10. Fake.
It's the Binga. We're going hard, super deluxe today. We're going to take out a little music. Don D, get comfortable. We're about to go in. Give us like a little 3 minutes of a little set.
DJ Effect
in the building. Our super producer, DJ Anthony. Your man, Frank Alito. Yeah. Et que ma hole de Jodeci. And my man, Don D. Una vaina bien.
The prom queen.
She look like a prom queen. Ave Maria.
Yeah,
Leo.
Look alive. Niggas came up on this side. Now they on the other side. Oh, well, fuck them, dawg. We gon' see how hard they ride. I get racks to go outside and I spit it with the guys. We up on the other side, niggas acting like we tied. I been gone since like July, niggas acting like I died. They won't be expecting shit when Capo go to slide. Cause I told them that we put that shit behind us, but I lied. Ayy, look who I'm around, man. If I fucked up, I'ma be downtown, man. Full flow bound, man. That's if I get caught, man. So it really ain't my motherfucking fault, man. I'm not to blame, man. This fucking industry is cutthroat. I'm not the same, man. And I can let you check the tag now. I'm rocking name brand. I'm only chasing after bags now. I got a game plan. And I'm out here with the whoop. 700, 3i5s. Look alive. Niggas came up on this side. Now they on the other side. Oh well, fuck them, dawg. We gon' see how hard they ride. I get racks to go outside.
Dollars, I like diamonds, I like stunning, I like
shout out to Cardi, number one on the chart, did it twice.
I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like
stuff.
I like going to the Tula, I put rocks all in my watch. I like sexes from my exes when they want a second chance. I like proving niggas wrong, I do what they say I can. They call me Cardi, Cardi, banging body, spicy mommy, hot tamale, hotter than a sun, Molly, hop up the stoop, jump in the coop. Big dip on top of the roof. Fixing on bitches as hard as I can. Eating halal, dropping her land. So that bitch, I'm sorry though. Got my coins like Mario. Yeah, they call me Cardi B. I run this shit like cardio. Diamond district in the chain.
My bitch was born in Visa. I don't need her. Pull a drop top with an eater. Two seater. New bitch wanna fuck on my AP. New freezer. I woke up thinking about bands. Hop off a jet to a check when I land. My bitch was born in Visa. I don't need her. Pull a drop top with an eater. Two seater. New bitch wanna fuck on my AP. New freezer. I woke up thinking about bands. Hop off a jet to a check when I land. Walk it like I talk it.
Say that we been beefing, dawg, but you on your own. First night, she gon' let me fuck, cause we grown. I hit her, gave her back to the city, she home.
She at home,
that was that, so I can't be beefing with no whack, nigga. Got no backbone. Heard you living in a mansion and all your raps, though. But your shit look like the trap on his Google Maps, though.
Oh, there it is. Yo, that's right, we back, ladies and gentlemen. Trap and Chit Chat, episode 10. We are here with my good friend, Don D himself.
Yo.
Straight out El Alto Manhattan, Washington Heights. How you feel to be here, my brother?
I feel good, man. This is my second time over here. It feels great.
It's been a while, though.
It's been a while.
I haven't seen you here in a while. For those of you who don't know, 189 from the same block, 189th Street. There's a lot of on-the-low talent that has come out of 189th Street, in case you didn't know. Azuna used to live on our block.
That's a fact.
He's like, they don't believe us. I tell people, no, they don't know Puerto Rico. They don't believe me. And there was a recording studio in your building that Fulanito used to record at. That I used to work for them street team way back in the day.
Wasn't that promo? No, that wasn't the Malafe one, right?
The Guayando track. Guayando. That merengue.
Romeo.
That shit. So, yeah.
Whatever happened to those dudes, Elvin and I? I haven't seen those dudes in a while, right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
But yeah, so actually a lot of people have had hits. You know who else came from our building? 24 Hora.
From 189
in Wadsworth.
Bachata Heights
was a little further down, but we'll claim them too.
You gotta claim them.
They're from your side. But the point is, there is a lot of talent in one area.
Shit come out of Dykeman, but the basketball. And a lot of weed. And us booing Safari, that's about it. That's the only thing that came out of that.
We'll talk about that later because we didn't mention that.
Yes,
we should. Because we took a week off. We're in Messiah's party for his...
Yes.
His mixtape
release. Shout out to Messiah.
We'll talk about that later. But let's get into my man Don D right now. Don D, what have you been working on this year? What can we expect for 2018
right now,
Don D?
I've been working on a lot of new music. I'm working on an LP. You know, it's going to be like around 6 or 7 tracks for like next year or whatnot. It's going to be a different flow. It's not going to be like, I'm not too into the trap movement. Right now, I want to like separate myself from that with some dance hall or whatnot.
Because you've kind of always been on a different wavelength.
Yeah.
I always
I always been like, I study the game.
Can
and
we
I
play
see
some of the track in a little bit? All right, what do I mean? You always kind of on the darkish side, I'd like to say.
Yeah, I guess that's what separates me from the regular, from the rest.
Yeah, it was always like more of a Wu-Tang-ish kind of dude.
Yeah.
Even in the early 2000s, I think.
Yeah. I grew from like.
It was that. When did we film this video right here?
This was like about 2 months ago.
Is this 188 and Sending?
This is 188 and Sending.
Obviously. Yeah, I don't mean that sign.
Yeah, we got Sonic, guys. Right? We got some people from the hood.
Alright. So any features we're working on? Anything exciting? Give us some scoop.
Well, I've been working with a couple local artists, but probably artists that you guys already know. You heard of Guarihua.
Of course.
I actually have, like, we're working on a project.
Were you in Guarihua?
Yeah, that's going to come out pretty soon. And aside from the projects that I already have, if you do your research, you've seen that I've done features with R1, La Esencia, which he's doing his thing right now. You know, shout out to R1. But right now I'm just focusing on that LP, which is going to be different. It's not going to be too trappy, like too much in the trap thing. It's going to be dancehall, Caribbean.
A lot of dancehall.
Right.
But there is trap. Element.
The what?
There is a trap element, you're saying.
Yeah, because I mean, we come from the trap at the end of the day, but I try to like sound different and just basically give the crowd something different, you know?
And what made you go dancehall?
Just, I do a lot of type of music, and I feel like I connect more with that type of music.
I feel like dancehall is a genre that will never die.
Dancehall, yeah. Like I feel like it's easy for me. It's easy for me like to get into the studio and make a dancehall record than what it is to make like a trap. It's more lyrical. It's more, you feel me?
So you want more melodic.
Yeah, I want whatever comes to me faster. You feel me? I go off of my feelings. You feel me? Like I feel the music, and that's what I do. You know?
Fire!
There's parts of this video that brings back a couple memories.
Of you getting what held up? But we're nine.
What happened?
Temple day or I'm proud, eh? I'm proud to see this. But yo, me and we used to have ciphers back in the day.
Yo,
and all
you remember that?
Sitting in the park.
Yo, niggas don't believe. Tell them I was nice back in the day.
I didn't say nothing, bro. I read your book. I love your book.
Imagínate. That was nothing. That was me, like, bored at home. So it was nice. But this nigga was always on some, like, diabolical molecule shit. I was like, you would fuck me up.
I always had that little dark thing.
Yeah, man. It was a dark.
Always.
Is that why you changed from demon to, like, D? Because
that's
too
a
much.
Fact, yo. I was like, hold on. I'm not selling no records with this name. So I had to, like,
when he had the name, I was like, Goyo, pero mi abuela te va a ver como.
Yeah, nah, it wasn't a good introduction.
Demonio.
It wasn't because, you know, growing up, I was like, probably.
Demonio.
Yo, yeah, I grew like. I was like, yeah, I was mad quiet.
I mean, you imagine him bringing over to you. I think, mama, es del diablo.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was about to get into right now. I was about to tell you, like, just people introducing me to other people, I just felt some type of way.
Demon,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, I know they felt
todo
even worse.
El diabólico. Like,
yeah, yeah, so I had to, like, commercialize it,
yeah,
you feel me? Like,
mínimo,
sweeten it up.
What's that nigga about?
You feel me? Yeah.
Good move.
You know, yeah, because I wasn't going to sell no records like that. Plus, it didn't go with the music that I was growing into, you feel me? So once I started doing music like how I do now, and you know, then I started just developing that, you know?
All right. Look. My man beat DB in the gym too. Coño, perdí la bolsa over there, bro.
Yo.
Me lo quitaron.
You lost the gym bag.
It was my fault, but I didn't put the candado. And they took my Yankee bag.
Where?
I felt like it was good luck.
Let's expose the gym. Expose him.
Nah. He's here. He's my man. I give him a headache. I be trying to get my phone charged. And all that nigga be looking at me crazy. Yeah. And we ain't charging your phone, nigga. Go with that shit out there.
All right. See, yeah. So I'm looking at the shirt that you have. It has the comic books on it.
Yeah, that is like so, superhero. So
that
the
is
thing.
So dope.
So you know, like my boys make fun of this. Like when the video came out and everything, like they put everything all together. So it was like, so you basically Captain Save-A-Ho. Cause I got like the Marvel suit. I'm like the that. Hero. You feel me? I'm like a hero in the video.
Jodeci is our,
you know, so our, I come
our clothing critic. She's not even looking at what's going on. She's,
you know,
just seeing what everybody's wearing.
That's what's up that you caught into
also,
that.
But also like the face.
Makeup
dead
styles.
Face paint.
The dead presence. Again,
yes, yeah,
again just
dope.
Proving my point.
Yeah.
That's dope as
let's,
well.
Let's go into the let's premiere. Is this like a premiere, the tequila track? Have you premiered it anywhere else? It
was nah, this first time, man.
Oh,
everybody has ever
we get the exclusive. So I want to premiere world premiere. This guy has no effects. Guy got no, nigga's name DJ Effect, but no effects. So we want world premiere. Oh, you see, you're lucky I'm nice. Lucky I'm nice. This is Tequila by John Z. Una vaina bien siempre. Trap and Chicha. Premiered here first.
Joe. Yeah.
Lo Máximo Productions on the building.
Ella sabe que bonita.
Le gusta beber tequila. Y cuando ella se prende, se le entra un calor. Y ella solo se excita. Vamos en camino a una isla. Con una botella de tequila. Cuando la beso en la boca, le muerdo los labios, la pizza le
risa. Really dance, so those people like reggaeton, right?
Me dio calor, mi cuerpo es sudor.
It's still of the Caribbean.
Yo y ella debajo del sol.
Well, you can dub to this, I thought
they were calor, mi cuerpo es sudor. Yeah. Hicimos el amor, yo y ella debajo del sol. Yeah. Bien lento, bien lento. Me gusta todo su movimiento.
What you be recording at?
Baby, lo siento.
Well, I got my own studio. So, like, yeah, basically, I studied engineering. So, I went to school for that. Then, like, about 2 years in Institute of Audio Research. Yeah. I did, like, 2 years there. And, you know,
he graduated.
I actually, yeah.
I graduated, goddamn. That's a proud one. I'm graduating, goddamn.
Bahalo.
That's a I had to graduate. I mean, it was a big investment. It wasn't cheap. Shit.
Nah, no, I was going to go and shit.
Yeah.
What's up? So we got
tequila gives me these vibes.
I'm actually shooting the video like August 11th. So you guys are more than welcome to come.
All the shorties come out.
Are you gonna bring your Floyd Mermaid dress? You gonna bring that in blue?
Where you gonna record it?
We doing it 188th Street.
And what Sonic then?
Nah, we're gonna do it at this restaurant called Zoe Restaurant.
Oh, Zoe. Okay.
Zoe. Yeah. So we're gonna go in there and drink some tequila and just have some fun. So whoever likes drinking, pull up.
And they're gonna be Mujeres perreando, obviously.
All that, hopefully.
If I could lambe for drinks up there.
Diablo, fe, coño. Tú me vas a desacreditar, manín.
Listen, listen, be responsible for your own actions, not anybody else's.
But, yo. The views of DJ FX are not shared by that of Trap and Chit Chat podcast.
Definitely not.
The views and opinions are not.
Disclaimer.
This is a disclaimer.
Well, the track sounds dope, my brother. We appreciate
that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Beat is fire. Who worked on any producers that we may know about from them?
Yeah, I'm actually working with a producer called Jay Leedy. Jay Leedy, he's known, but he's working with us now. Like, he's part of the team.
Okay.
So so we're just working on tracks. You know, we actually got this good chemistry. When I met him, for one of the first beats that he showed me was this Caribbean tropical thing. So I'm like, yo, like, this is the guy, like, you know. So from there on, we just started making music, you know. We already got like about 3 songs in.
Fine.
So I'm like 4 songs away to just finish the LP. But I'm gonna do a couple more just so I could select. See what's best.
Okay.
You know?
Well, we're gonna ask for you to stay for just a little bit. If you wanna get down with the show and discuss this week's topics, is this possible?
Yeah, that's cool.
You got
that's
time,
cool.
Yeah, because you know, my hand out there. We wanna know your opinion because it's always just me and Jodeci doesn't like any type of music, obviously. I don't know what sort of thing. She don't like Beyonce. She don't like Jay-Z.
She's not.
Nothing. So it's just basically me saying everybody's dope and she's hating on everybody.
Yeah.
So we need a third opinion.
I'm the hater now.
Yeah, you're definitely. I hate on one dude. I hate on J. Cole, and it's not because I don't like him. It's because I think he's over. Like, it's like the bar they put him at is no, he's not.
All right. Anyway, enough about you. Who is a artist that inspires you besides yourself?
That inspires yourself? me. Man, that's a really tough question. Cause like, let me tell. Like, I look into the game. Like, I look at everybody in the game. So basically, like, everybody that's topping, like, let's say 6ix9ine, I give it up to him right now. Like, he inspired me right now, you know. Like, just guys like that came from nothing, you know. Like,
he says,
he's self-made. Nobody gave him no handout, no nothing. He just came out and did his own thing. You
but
know
musically,
what
talk about us musically. Who inspires?
Musically, yo.
Never mind.
There's. Let me see. You know, Travis Scott is a good artist.
Yeah.
Travis Scott, yeah, he's a great artist. He's also a producer, so I could connect with him, you know, because I do a little bit of everything also. So, Travis Scott and, like, probably in the Spanish side, like, Farruko, I respect him a lot,
Fire.
You know. Farruko is really nice, you know.
Of course, he's super.
I think he really got,
super
you know.
Nice. I think that's the way, right? I think you have to be producer/artist.
Right.
I think you got to do that right now.
But besides those guys, I look at everybody, man. Like, you know, I just see everybody's hustle and see what's popping, because that's where everybody's trying to, that's what I'm trying to get to, you feel me? So I got to see who's topping, so I could just follow those same steps.
Alright, yeah. That's all. So we don't get into that. What was the first thing? Oh, it's your favorite time of the week. We're talking about sports, Jodeci.
Mm-hmm.
Jodeci hates when we talk about sports. But a lot of things happened this week. What do you like
last
more? Baseball,
weeks.
Basketball?
Yo, seriously, I don't even watch sports. Man.
At all?
I'm fine.
I find that hard to believe.
Nothing,
man.
Against nothing, but I don't even watch sports like that. I don't know. Like, you know what I do watch? Like, Super Bowls and stuff like that, like championship games.
Yeah, of course.
You know, because all the hype and the teams.
Oh, you one of those that watches it at the end?
Yeah, but I always choose, like whatever team, like, my favorite color. Like, let's say, yes. You feel me? Like if
he finds the team with the most hype.
Yeah, like, if the team got red. Like, if the team got red. And the other team got, like, you know, like, purple or something. I'm going for the red team, no matter who's
so
there.
So, we're gonna discuss music right now.
Let's fast forward to music.
So, Drake tops the charts with the most top 10 singles, which, like, beat the Beatles. We didn't believe that last week, but now there's proof.
Yes.
Now there's actual proof that Drake and the Beatles share the most top 10s at one point in time.
All right, I have a question, guys. Do you guys believe that he did it on his own or Shiggy helped him?
Who he gave $250,000 to,
which I give him tremendous.
Yeah, it's true.
There's a reason why he gave him that, you know? Like,
can we put that video up of the Shiggy dance and whatnot? Bro, I don't know, but I gotta respect a man that could bless somebody with 250 G's for doing a dance, bro. Gave him 250 G's.
So, what do you think? You think that he got number one by himself, or Shiggy helped him?
Nah, the promo helped. I feel like the promo helped
because I think there was like something that was said that song wasn't even supposed to be. They wasn't even trying to push that song as much as they did, and I think the dance that was what put it over the edge. That's what I feel.
Any promotion's good promotion, but I don't know. The song was good. I like the song. With that said, he still had another 4 or 5 tracks that are on the top 10 charts. So obviously his album's fire, right? Like, that's what we could conclude.
I think Shuggy helped him.
His album's fire.
I couldn't get Kiki out of my head. Because
it's not better than J. Cole's album.
In the social network, probably. Yeah, he did.
Social media.
It went viral. You know, it went viral.
Mm-hmm. What, did you like Drake's album? Were you a fan?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a fan of Drake, but he's pretty cool. He got good content. You know.
The only thing I think he messed up was they put up too much music. So then it becomes like you don't really appreciate the good tracks. It's oversaturated because then there's the next track.
Right.
And then the way he divided it from the R&B to the hip hop is like if you're not an R&B and it's like boring R&B. It's not even like
it's too many 12. It's too many khaki ballads.
That's the thing. Like it's for whoever likes that type of music. Yeah. You feel me? I kind of like more up-tempo
upbeat
music.
Upbeat,
so,
yeah.
You know.
So. That was dope.
I like the idea how you're only going to release 7 songs.
Right.
Yeah. I think less is more sometimes, man.
I've been saying this for a while.
It's going to be like your 7 best.
Right.
That you really worked on.
And we could re-listen to back. Like, I like hearing before I make a judgment 2 or 3 times. But it's kind of hard to do that with Drake's album when it's like 3 hours of music. I mean, I don't want to hear
it. Chris Brown's album was like 40. Yeah. It was 45 tracks. I was like, really, my nigga?
But I give it up to Chris Brown because it's like he looks up to Michael Jackson, and Michael Jackson did something like that back then.
Yeah, but you know, back then people had
the
attention span to sit there. And
right.
There's too much going on. There's
too much stuff going on. I enjoyed those 7 tracks. Those 7 tracks, I loved it. Boom. Oh,
with that
what?
Said, we're going to go into your man, Tekashi 6ix9ine. So I was defending this dude the whole time. Let's go into the new track, Anthony, with him and Nicki Minaj, which I really like the song.
Play the video, yeah.
There it goes.
It's fucking Treyway, King New York, looking for the queen.
So,
you got the right one.
I was like,
let these bitches know, nigga.
Queen. All the love. So yesterday.
Pussy got that wet, got that drip, got that super soak. I hit that, she a Fifi, honey, Kiki. She eat my dick like it's free free. I don't even know like why I did that. I don't even know like why I hit that. All I know is that I just can't wipe that. Talk to her nice, so she won't fight back. Turn around, hit it from the back. Back her down, then I make it clap, clap, clap. I don't really want no friends. I don't really want no friends, no.
And did you hear yesterday that he got kidnapped supposedly?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Can we believe this?
No.
Yo, you know what's crazy? That, like, why something always has to happen before he releases something? Something always go viral a couple days before he throws anything out.
That's called marketing genius.
Marketing
so that
genius.
Explains everything.
As some,
no, because
like,
everybody's gonna talk about it since he's such a rowdy person.
You know what?
Gonna
though,
be like, oh, look. This person,
at some point, you're just going too far. You're gonna fake a kidnapping, bro. Like at some point, that's a little too far.
Didn't he fake pulling up to somebody's block supposedly in the night, but it was 5 a.m.
No, O block. He went to O block.
When Tentacion died,
I went to O block.
He said he was gonna slow it down, thing because life is too short. The otro. But it goes even deeper, and I think what happened?
Yeah, it's too late for him.
It was too late, right? He's too far gone. And that's scary. What happens? I think we're living in a point where that generation doesn't have a concept or a grasp of reality. And in the real world, people die. It's not Fortnite. You don't come back. Like, my son did. Like, it's real. So what happens?
There's no spawning point.
One day, algo le va a pasar and nobody's going to believe him. It's going to be like the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah, basically.
And we don't want nobody to die out here. But when you faking, like, he went and got a police report and all that. So I don't know if it's not. So either two things is going on with me. Either one, he trolling crazy and he just wants to be the ultimate troll and do whatever it takes to get streams. I don't respect that. And then two, it really did happen to him, but he went out to chill yesterday with our own Joe Vagard. He was there chilling. So it's like, yo, when that happens, it's traumatizing.
Yeah, jewelry on and everything.
So what do you guys think about Nicki Minaj actually working with him?
I thought her verse was dope.
Her verse was dope. Nicki needs something. Dope. I like this. Nicki needs to do something with her life.
That's dope. I wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't expecting it either.
I do feel like
it was like a, oh, he's new out. Let me grab him.
I feel like he did this because he was in an interview, right? And I overheard him arguing about, because somebody brought up numbers and was comparing him with Cardi B, because they're two buzzing right now, you feel me? So they were comparing numbers, and he was just bragging about, like, yo, I made it self-made. I made it on my own. Like, Cardi B had backup, had people helping her out.
No, she didn't. She was a stripper.
Yeah, but
she had money behind her.
Who she had? Sin City?
She had money behind her too. Bro, she's well off.
Like, and you that an artist, and we from the hood. I'm not good. Every artist that's gonna come up got somebody behind him.
Of course. Yeah,
you got some money behind
him. You gotta have that machine.
Yo, dame dinero. We're gonna make it, we're gonna triple it. You have to have that machine.
You have to have that machine. If you wanna get to the point where she's at, you have to have that machine behind you.
Now, of course.
Because you can't do all that work by yourself.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you. So he was talking about that he made it on his own. He ain't needed no backup.
I believe that 6ix9ine is an industry plant, and that's it.
He went viral with that first. What was it, Gummo?
Yeah,
he went viral with that song.
When you're a kid, that's talking about you wearing Skippies 3 years ago. How you have money to shoot videos and fly airplanes and all that? Somebody got money behind you, bro.
You got money behind you.
Somebody
got
to put a little bit of paper. Well, we triple it and quadruple it later. That sign out, but right.
That person gonna want his
initial
investment back.
Right.
I won't want it back.
It's something there.
So what I'm just trying to get to is real quick is that I feel like, because you know, Cardi B and Nicki Minaj was kind of beefing for some reason for a certain track. So, you know, Nicki Minaj was a little ghost.
Motorsport.
She was a little ghost for like the past 2-3 months. She hasn't been in the billboards lately. I feel like he just did that. Bang. So like, you feel me? Now they're going to try to top Cardi B.
But that's way more points for him than Nicki. Like, Nicki don't got to do that.
Of course. Yeah, nah. That's more points. Nah, he's hot right now. Nicki was ghost.
To somebody else looking in, it's like, oh, Nicki's grasping for straws.
Basically.
Nicki tawa paga.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what, she did the same with Lil Uzi.
True. But with that said, he has tracks that chart, but he doesn't get much radio play. If y'all don't know, like, they don't play his tracks in the morning.
It's funny because I was explaining this exact same thing to somebody in my job. The money is not really coming back in because he's not getting radio play and he's not getting booked anywhere because everybody's too scared to book him anywhere.
With that said,
so do you think this was a good move
for him?
For
100%
Nicki, for him, for Nicki,
for Nicki, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. This was a Nicki.
If he doesn't get radio play, how?
No, this song is gonna get radio.
This song is gonna get radio play off the strength of Nicki.
Obligado.
Off the strength of Nicki, this song is gonna get radio.
But like,
because she got the machine behind her.
High 97, they don't like Ebro. They don't want to come to the show because the last time with High 97, he was disrespectful. He came with the goons. He was flagging up and all that, and they didn't like that. So it's like it comes a point where you could say, I don't need nobody. I came out. But you hot right now, but this is a world where 30 seconds from now, people are, their attention somewhere else. So when that day comes and he has nobody on his side, then that's the Leo. You understand what I'm saying? Because then it's like you faked a kid. Like, bro, shit happens out here.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? And like, I don't play with shit like that. Yeah, he was like, they want to bring him, but they want him to be humilde.
Right.
Y pedir, I could go up there, not, yo, I'm the nicest nigga. Blah, blah. You know, it's not what they are.
Was that Black
China? I'm thinking it looks like her.
No, it's not Black China.
It looks like her though. Well,
what I was gonna say is, you are an artist.
Right.
When you come into, how do you represent yourself?
Me, myself, like who I am, basically. Like, if you don't like it, then that's just me. I was just talking
to him that your first impression to people is everything.
Right.
So it's just like, you're gonna go to Hot 97, you're gonna bring a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
Of course, because he's on some,
I'm the hottest nigga in New York right now, you need me here. They're looking at you like every hot nigga in the world ever came through this.
It is good to be cocky though.
Cocky and disrespectful are two different things that people kind of mess up.
People tend to misconstrue that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you come and tap a rapper red bandana around the mic as soon as you get in there. a person who comes from Oakland and the West Coast like him, that they see that gang life way more than us. You know what I'm saying? I see way more. I seen it like you playing with something that you don't even know. You don't even have to live that life. There's people dying for what you playing with.
Exactly.
So, you know
what I'm
saying?
I agree with that. I agree
with that. So, with that said, until yesterday, I respect, because I'm thinking two things. First thing came on, he's an ultimate troll. That didn't really happen. He got kidnapped. But then I saw him hanging out and I'm like, so he's so crazy that he did get kidnapped and he still hung out. And you traumatize after that moment. I don't care who you are, your balls, I let my nuts hanging on.
Yeah,
you
no.
can have the biggest ones in the world, bro. Yeah. They put the burner to your face until you go upstairs together. You think you're gonna die, you traumatized. That's why I think it's
you're gonna be home
bullshit.
For a couple days, yeah. like thinking.
He
rethinking.
Said he was untouchable.
He was
is that, that's, like I've always Yo, said, like I've been saying forever. All these kids nowadays think that they can't get touched.
I don't understand how it even happened to him because he always rolling with a couple people. So what? He was by
I
himself.
Feel like it was. I think it's bullshit, bro. I don't think it happened.
It's bullshit because it's bullshit because it can't be an inside job. It's bullshit.
No, that's the only way. Anything that's the that only happens, way it happens, it's an inside job. Anytime you get stuck up in your crib, and they know this comedy.
It's always an inside job.
It's always an inside job. So it had to be.
It's the obvious, yeah.
So it's either your man or you full of shit. But are you gonna still go hang out when they're talking about they had your daughter?
You're full of shit,
like,
bro.
Like,
he's full of
yeah,
shit.
You playing with too much stuff. So that's why I'm just like, yo, at this point, he's desperate out. He even tweeted, I thought I was gonna lose my life yesterday at your local.
And then he said that he sympathized with XXXTentacion. Like, why are you still bringing up his? You
I'm
know,
trying to
like,
tell you, like, that's when it's like you're going a little too overboard and I can't hear the music no more because you're bullshit.
All right.
Yeah, the antics are covering it up. All right, let's move
all
on.
All right, guys.
Come to the mic.
750
in colorful
in jewelry.
Girls?
It's colorful. It's colorful.
Anyways, so
yeah, was it like
guys,
a million?
Have you guys been to a Dykeman basketball game? Any of you?
Yeah.
Can we put the video?
Back when I used to go to Dykeman basketball games, it was different though. We didn't get along with Dykeman, and like we would come from down the hill. You had to go deep as hell.
You had to
go deep as hell.
It was serious being from the high school.
And there was no cops. No, there was cops though.
The niggas from the high school go to Dykeman basketball games.
Bro, there's a precinct in the past maybe like 7 years they built that precinct. Before there was no cops.
You used to have to go mad deep.
Before there was no cops. Yo, if you came from the heights and you was rolling down.
So Safari was performing.
Safari's bum ass.
One of his.
You misspelled Safari.
Sapphire Dykeman.
Sapphire. It's Sapphire.
So he gets booed.
Bueno que le pase.
The perfect.
Whose cricket was that?
My phone.
What's perfect?
The crickets.
Oh, so, man, but there's some rafters over there and all that. What's going on?
So he really gets booed.
Oh yeah,
up.
They had like Dykeman is popping now. He was sitting there doing nothing, and then he saw all these people there, and he thought it was a great opportunity to
try and
perform his bum ass music, and then nobody was really paying attention to him.
And what did he yell out?
He was yelling out,
I fuck
bitches you wish you could fuck. I fuck bitches that
they all from Dykeman.
You're fucking your dreams. Like some like he was talking real spicy.
Yeah, in Dykeman, we don't. It's
in Dykeman, you can't talk spicy in Dykeman. What are you talking about?
This is kind of dated.
Because, okay, so for the people who don't ever go, who have never been to a Dykeman basketball game, halftime is when the kids, like, dance.
Yeah.
That's when they get on the court and they just dance.
And the Rubio from Dominican Power, who's too big to do it, now he's going, ding.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Rubio. That kid's, like, probably like 25 now.
Yeah.
But with that said,
they booed him.
What's even cornier is that he put out, so they did like a whole safari
challenge
to reenact. He put out one of himself that he's gonna give out a G to whoever could reenact this the best. And be like a G, bro? Like
a
that's,
G?
That's what you giving
what
out
is,
here?
What is that?
Well, cause he don't got much.
But he's mad corny, like yo, just own the L, but now you're gonna make yourself look even cornier by putting out, if you reenact it.
Wait, go back.
This dude's laughing, but
yo,
he can't hit
by
a bottle.
Look at this person's face. Wait, look.
it's sad because he doesn't understand that his biggest lifeline is loving hip hop.
Yeah.
And they love to film in Dykeman.
Yeah, without
like,
this audience.
My brother, we're going to see you back in Dykeman when they decide to film one of the 145,000 scenes that they film in Dykeman. We will see you in Made in Mexico. We will see you in Made in Mama Sushi.
A few months ago, he got robbed.
Oh yeah, he started crying on Power 105 with Angie. He started crying.
Cause he got robbed? Bosses take losses. Happens. You come out here.
I guess that wasn't his loss to lose. That was the Andy's right there.
Let's go into Lit or Shit though.
Oh.
My favorite time of day. So you know what I liked about this week's Lit or Shit? That we had so long only discussing like American hip hop. But this is trap and chedcha.
Yes.
We kind of had no chedcha for a while because the Latin artists weren't really dropping much trap and none of that. But we got three De Pinga albums this week, or last week, and within the last 2 weeks.
Within the last 2 weeks. I say that within the last month.
Arcángel, people don't know, a lot of people didn't see today. He put, I liked it. I liked it.
It bothered me because you're a reggaeton artist
featuring
and
Bad Bunny.
You did not release any reggaeton songs.
Put it, okay. Putting Original, which is the title track. No, not that one.
That one?
No, that's the first joint. Original, the second one. Okay. So with that, that's the title track.
It gotta be what he says. It gotta be what he says. Always.
Unbelievable. It's the title track. You know what I this is the thing, D. It's kind of hard for me to listen to a whole reggaeton album. I'm gonna be honest with you. Cause it kind of repetitive and it gets, and that's not really like, I like more lyrics, right? So I'm kind of happy that he put out a more lyrical type thing. Are you an Arcángel fan?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I grew up listening to Arcángel.
But my question is, because I think to me personally, out of the entire album, I think this is the best song out of the whole album. Because do you feel that the only reason that this song is popping is because of Bad Bunny?
100%. I'm gonna be honest, yo.
I think this is like the best track in the whole album.
Arcángel is a rapper, bro. He is.
But the thing is, the only reason that I said that I miss a reggaeton song in that album is because those are your roots. And basically, I would want to say every reggaeton song that he would put his hands on always pops.
I feel like there was a couple. There was one with J Balvin that was really like.
But that wasn't on the album.
Miami. It was on the album.
No.
The J Balvin. Yes, it was, bro.
I got the version that they put on Apple Music.
Desacreditándome de nuevo.
I got the version that's on Apple Music, and I don't remember there being any
song,
tropical
song,
thing.
It's not reggaeton. It has a more like Miami Vice type flow.
I gotta re-listen to it.
I'm saying a lot of it was kind of dated. I feel like the reggaeton that he does is a little dated, bro. And it's a little old. Like that's why he has to do more of this.
Nah.
Let's hear his verse. Before we judge.
Is that his verse is always gonna be popping? I got liquors today.
No,
it's lit, but.
Ni con mi Versace, toda original. Si me dejas y no me hables de eso, no la voy a comprar. Yo tengo una gata que tiene otra gata y le gusta cambiar.
Like
y las dos son bellas, ni me gusta fumar regular. Muy original,
no pueden frontear,
cuenta de
yeah, un poco
real. Si tienen cojones, no, me meto mano, cabrones, me avisan si quieren guerrear. Yo soy.
It was more a lot of beach or this, beach or that.
But, I mean, that's
what
that he
is.
Talks about.
That's his favorite word.
Yeah, the beach. The beach.
Yeah, every stack out of beach.
What do you guys think?
Dope.
Lit or shit?
Guys, is it lit or
audience?
Is it shit?
Studio audience, lit or shit?
Is it lit or is it shit?
It's lit.
It's lit.
It's lit.
I agree.
I didn't say it wasn't shit, but I'm just saying I missed the reggaeton.
All right, next one is Mesia put out his mixtape, Benito. He has a track with Lito Querino.
Yeah,
that's the title track. I'm so glad to see Mesia going back to what it is.
To trap, yes.
Because él me tenía confundido with Elvis Crespo and shit like that.
Yeah, I don't know what was that about. But I appreciate him. I appreciate him trying to do different things.
But you can't confuse people until you're that nigga. Until you're Jay-Z, you can't be too experimental.
Yeah, but you never know. You know, he experiments.
I feel like you could do it. You have to experience. You have to try different things.
You gotta find it.
You can't be closed-minded like Frankie.
I'm definitely not closed-minded. What I'm telling you is that from a business standpoint, he has to beat Bad Bunny before he can experiment. You understand what I'm saying?
No, hopefully why you have to be Bad Bunny to experiment?
But niggas in the West Coast might not know Messiah.
Maybe he doesn't want to be Bad Bunny.
I don't believe that mindset. I really don't believe that mindset.
All right, well then that's why one is.
It's just that he loves Bad Bunny.
We all know that Frankie is a Bad Bunny groupie. But I feel that, you know, if you have the time to experiment and you want to try something new and see what happens, fuck it, why not?
Establish yourself first is what I'm saying before you experiment. You can't come out and say
let's go back 4 years when Messiah was that nigga. If he would have experimented back then what?
This is the problem. Messiah was doing remixes to American records. When the Bodies came out, they did their own original music. That's why se adelantaron. Encima de eso, se juntaron todito unido, and they all put out music at the same time.
Yeah, because us Dominicans can't do that shit.
And Dominicans don't be doing that. I say that all the time. Dominicans are very competitive. They don't get in the booth together. I seen it all the time. We be in the studio, and he'll wait till one comes out, so you do your verse, and I'm gonna be like, yo, D, I think you should say it like this. It'll sound like, you understand?
Yeah.
It's always that. The Bodies aren't like that. They're just a little more humilde when it comes to music. Right. They're like, let's come in full force. They can't deny us that there's 50 of us doing it.
Right.
That's the difference. But let's play the track. Let's play this track. I love this track. But I'm glad he's doing this. I'm a Messiah fan. I want him to win. He's from Lisey. He's from the hood. I want him to win. But I'm glad it's this. And I was Crespo. I don't understand.
No, but that Elvis Crespo song is horrible.
Ecstasy.
This track is fire. Yo, Troy, you a genius.
Let me get it on the liga. Mis menores te dan con la boca. Todos los punis míos tienen felenis. Conmigo es mejor que no te luca. Te frenamos en tu bloque y te dejamos ahí. En favor y le huela la peluca. Al que quiera privarle mi enemigo. Yo sé que ahora ella es tuya. Pero todavía me lo mamo a mí.
El auto revelado, I'm dripping water de este lado. Te tenemos preocupado, son cero lo que se han pasado. Me despierto arrebatado, el indio no lo he dejado. Mi menor es Gucci down, con la 9 play around. Nosotros sí somos traperos, fake niggas ni un pound.
Is this lit, guys? This is lit, right?
I think it's lit.
Julian, I forgot you even here. Because Dali's on another track. He had like 3 tracks in the mixtape. Dali got mad love in the mixtape. And they got Don Q on the mixtape.
Yeah, that's dope.
They got a couple of, like, yo, he has a fire mixtape, man. Go check that out, Benito.
I gotta check it out.
No, it's fire. It's fire. And I'm so happy he's doing it.
How was the party, the release party?
It was good.
I came out of there in no time, niggas. Talking about Chaleco.
Go.
Oh, el co.
I forgot Julian was even. Julian, this is lit. It's lit. It's lit.
Me copian hasta la manera de vestir. Te pegan, mi.
That kid is fire, bro. You got the other track second.
De la calle no voy a mentir.
I forget the kid. He's a body.
He sound body.
Deme don un baby está más rudo de pico. Te tapo la boca para que. He's Tally's artist, I think.
I haven't seen him on my block yet. Now you know all them niggas chill on my block, so I gotta see. They live on my block.
What people don't understand is that Boris from the campo, they all sound like that. It's not their fault.
And they all wear those glasses.
It's just that Bad Bunny was the first one to capitalize on it.
They all wear those glasses.
And what they said, that Bad Bunny sound like Anuel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not their way.
I'm talking about Anuel. They do all sound
like
that. So this is lit, guys. Lit. Thumbs
lit,
up.
Yeah.
Lit.
Now to the main event, the Anuel whole album. Anuel whole album. Is it lit or shit? So Anuel secretly just popped out back from jail after they threw him back in. Came home. He dropped the album.
Yes, fire. Amazing.
A five. Now my personal opinion was the album was dope because I'm an Anuel fan. I wanted Anuel music. But I don't think it did anything to transcend or like set him apart from what he did 2 years ago, what he already established himself as. Maybe that's all he wanted to do was just reaffirm what he was already doing. But
I think he released this album as a, you know, I'm here, boom, let's do this. Now we're gonna work on even more new music. That's what I think these are songs that he already had recorded.
100% he had to have at least 10 of
I think
the
he already
tracks.
Had that. He had this already album done. He just waited to get out to finish it.
I'm sorry? Okay, yeah, so there you go. That makes sense, because I feel like...
So the album was recorded before he got out.
I feel like...
So basically, this is an old sound. So now, any upcoming music from him that we get is going to be... Is going to be... I hope to be a new flow.
Yeah.
He got locked up twice, yeah.
Yeah. You have to see everybody on Instagram. My baby daddy! My baby daddy's
new album. Yo, this is how real it is. Deep, this is how real it is. When the homie was coming up and they were doing videos with him in the hood, the one with Lito Carina, I would invite girls. Yo, this dude Anuel, he's coming up now. Hey. He's let's go do the video. How much y'all paying me? How much y'all paying me? How much y'all paying me? Yeah, all of them fronting. Crazy. The video with Lito Carina, that's why you don't see a lot of women in his early videos, because, yo, they were like, yo, can we get girls? I'm like, I'm going to get them, but they want to get paid. We don't got 120. Olvídate de eso. Trae mujeres. I was like, coño, but that's how... Now, I got girls telling me, yo, if he is around,
yo, back.
What I will do, the same girl. I'm like, oh, pero tu toquisito está en la mujer ahorita. Now he could be forming mierdita if he wants. He got buffer too. He looks more like... That's the best thing that ever happened to him, my nigga. It's sad to say.
What?
Him going to jail made him a legend, bro. I'm a legend.
Really did.
He's a legend. He's a legend living. The song is the number one song on Apple Music. Latin. Over every genre, any Mexican genre. Why you think that is? Because he went to jail. He's a legend. 50 got shot 8 times. He's a legend.
Nine times.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
You know, can't miss that one bullet.
Nah, but that's what's up.
But we had well fans. The album was lit.
He gave the people what?
The album was lit. I'm trying to do something to this album. I don't know. Oh, I love this album.
Yes.
This album is super repeat in my mind.
Nah, me motivo. You know what song I really like on the low? Naturaleza, because I felt like it was a whole different from that album.
Yeah.
And I like Bandolera.
Oh, of course. Hell, what?
Give some thanks to Bandolera. Ponte lo easy, lo easy, lo easy. Se puso la chacleta back. Okay, so that's our segment of Little Shit, guys. Lit. If Anthony says it's lit, it's lit. I don't even want to ask him. Julie, it's lit. Every song, right?
I like this song.
This song is it's reggaeton, super, right?
This one, Pensando en Ti, I feel like that's gonna be the commercial track out of all of them.
Bro.
Which one?
Humildemente. Him going away for them 2 years or whatever, man. I think they just guaranteed his future, bro. That's Sethi for life.
Isn't Alcángel's violinist his manager?
So I thought that was Spiff, but I don't think it's Spiff no more, bro. It has to be because he wasn't promoting him or nothing.
I heard it was Alcángel's.
Yeah, right? It's him. It's him, right? Yeah,
he's been managing him for a minute.
Yeah.
You know what's whack, though? I don't know the whole story.
Yeah, but Spiff was doing more promotions than it was managing.
I don't know the whole story, but Spiff helped that man blow up. Guaranteed. Spiff helped all the videos.
All
the videos, YouTube got love first.
YouTube got all the love because of Spiff. Of course, yeah. But I feel like, what is his name?
He's
the violinist. I'm just calling him the violinist.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When he was on the radio, when Spiff was dropping his album of the best of both worlds type thing, and he told Alex Sensation that's his Maybach Music Group. So I was confused.
Yeah, because he's Maybach Latino.
I'm confused. Yeah. Y eso está, hasta ahorita él sabía todo. That's why I was confused. But hey, even. What people don't understand, and what father's like a big music exec, bro. I don't understand why he's like, él está bien. Like, él estaba bien antes de todo esto. I don't understand. Like, He don't care. Pero estaba nota, se metió un perco. Hasta la muerte, cabrón. That's what that nigga was on, Beto. Yeah, nigga, so I said the next day, like, coño, me metí esa. Okay, what else? What else? So I mean, that was our lit and shit.
Before we started, you guys were talking about a brrr. What was that brrr about?
Brrr. That's what he does.
No. That's what I know, but you said that you was going through some brrr. What you been going through, guys?
Yeah. I want to have sexual intercourse. Townwell's out. So,
yes, I want to get real sweaty and nasty.
Don, how about you? Do you want to do the same?
This is one of the songs that I really want to get sweaty to right here.
Listen, whatever's
one of the songs. Tudoroama, that's another song that I would definitely want to get super sweaty to. Super sweaty, you know. Por el Niel. Y'all know what I like, so we're not going to repeat it again for this week. We've already talked about it for 10 weeks, but...
Yes, literally.
But it's our 10th episode.
So can we...
Hay que lamber el Niel.
Hay que lamber... All right. Do you know what the Niel is? Ni el culo ni el grano. Right there, that little air. Swang.
We gotta do that. If you're not, you're not a G.
You're not a real G.
Go,
okay, since this is the
tenth
episode, let's do it for the 10th episode. All right.
Your shorty's a hater if she don't do that. To
all right. Do you, my friend, get your ass ate?
Negative. Whoa.
You are bugging, my friend. You, my friend,
yo, I'm your brother. Come on, keep it on.
Negative, understand? Keep it 100.
Listen,
don't the camera's not here. The studio audience
that's
is not
cool,
here.
That's
just
cool.
Us. It's just us four, B.
Negative.
Not even a swipe.
Anyone in the audience? Good. Do you guys like that?
I'm good.
Are you guys
in silence?
Look at Julius.
My nigga, so they ain't. Yeah. Rocking out Wadsworth, you know what's happening.
Yeah, wild.
They're doing construction out Wadsworth all day, every day.
Let them in, baby, let them in.
Yo, Julian. Yo, I know Julian his whole life. He hasn't known me much because I'm older. I know Julian his whole life. Julian, how long have I been advocating?
This dude was campaigning, and I was like, you know what? Let me see.
I'm gonna make you shirts.
This dude over here was campaigning, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's find out what this nigga's been campaigning about. And my brother,
I
elect this man for mayor, president,
I change lives,
governor.
If ever your girl
want
to leave, my nigga, tú le coges San Fujín y le pones... Ria! She's never leaving, bro. I changed lives. I get it done, too.
That's what we're campaigning about.
I know.
Yeah.
But in case...
No.
There's niggas that be front on that, too.
No.
He reached growing up. Yes, we all do. Yes.
Real men eat ass.
A baby white.
Yo, listen, bro.
I'm your man.
Listen, bro.
I'm your man.
This dude was sounding crazy for a long time in the chat. He's like, yo, y'all niggas ain't real niggas, so y'all get it done. I was like, you know what? Let me try it. Let's see what happens. Patron hit the system. I was like, yo, I'm on my way. And I was like, yo.
It was popping. Sí, tú eres un blanquito, no te hagas.
Nah, I'm good. That's good.
Yo eres blanquito. Yo soy Santiago. All niggas be honest.
Yo.
No, I'm going to show you the move. Okay, this is just for future reference, my brother. You don't got to go back. Pero tú hagas así.
This is the move that I did. That didn't work.
Ya que tú estás ahí abajo, you be front. You go like that. Un ching así like that, right? And she's in the niel. Ni lo grano, ni el culo.
Ni el culo, right there.
The nacha. My white boyfriend likes to call it the nacha. Nacha ass and nacha balls.
or in other words, the taint.
Y cuando ella hace a little white, my brother, it never hurt nobody.
You know what? You won't see it coming.
You won't feel it.
This is what I've been dealing with for 10 weeks already.
You're craziness. Crazy.
Of course.
But she's mad. Yo, this girl's mad.
I don't.
Listen, this girl.
She's been preaching how I don't do this and I don't do that. Bueno, te va a quedar solo entonces.
Wait, no.
Oh, she never said it. Julian, When did you hear the whole time?
No. If I let go. No. If I let go.
Stop that fire. We broke it. We broke it. Clap it up. Clap it up. Clap it up. A ti te mama que fullín. No te
hagas. No te hagas.
No te hagas.
Que yo no mama.
Tu mama pile de fullín. No te hagas.
Pero vamos.
Ese quiere privar en fila. Tú te.
Libera esos demonios.
I be like Randy Savage in that ass.
Yo. Oh my god.
Yeah, go move over there. That's eating ass and shit. Yeah. Go move over there. That you been eating that ass, B. That's my man Dundee, B. You heard? The Dio just stand for demon. You heard?
I can't. Oh,
moving along.
No,
Jody,
no.
Did you ever see that? What else are we talking about, Joe? Okay, so we did a little shit. We interviewed our guests.
Yes, we did.
I did want to mention how I saw how a woman just got probation from hanging a child in daycare.
I thought she choked her. I choked a kid.
Was it choke? And it, I mean, look that up, please. But
I think it was no. She hung the kid.
I
she
know.
Hung,
I don't,
hung the kid.
She hung him.
She hung him.
Yeah, but the kid didn't die. And then ella chocó pal de gente afuera, and they only get a probation. Did anybody else hear about this? And they only gave a probation. No, this is a daycare.
Elevator?
This was a daycare.
Oh my god.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Yo, the take care of one? Your kids. Don't let them be with no one.
Yeah, we always advocate that parents need to raise their kids. Like, raise your kids, not the tablet. Raise your kids. Lo que está pasando.
Not the tablet.
Not the tablet. Yo, no, it's true. It's true. Because
my nigga, lo que está pasando hoy en día es fuera de serio, my nigga. Like, everybody's going nuts and they got no morales. They don't got God in their life, my nigga. They don't feel like there's a world after this. You got karma. What you do comes back to you, and they're just like, eh, if it doesn't affect me, you know, that's what.
If it's not on Fortnite, then it didn't really happen.
Yeah, yo, my son with the Fortnite had to literally, like, he's addicted already. Then they gonna be like, dad, switching if I don't put the controller in his hand. Like, after two, then it, season, oh, no, season 5 dropped, though, that's all I heard. Yo, but look at the new skin. Look at the new skin. Is that on, okay, the new skin. No, I gotta make it home for the new skin. They just dropped season 5. And the update took a whole day anyways. So
I have season 5, but I actually do kind of like the new skin.
No, it's very bad. But yes.
You did take your son out to skydive.
I fly.
Skydive.
Guys, try it. There's one in Paramus. There's one in Ridge Hill, I think.
Is it really worth it?
It's damping. Push it to the limit. I felt like Tom Cruise. I felt like Tom Cruise in Top Gun. Yo, my nigga, like the nigga was looking at me like, are you okay? I'm in a mission, nigga.
No, in the picture. I'm in a mission. In the picture you put up, you had the ill mean grill.
Oh, okay. Do we have the picture to put? We could do it here. We just can't do it on the gram. There is a picture of me that Jodeci memes.
Go to our Instagram. I'll unarchive it. Oh, by the way, guys, follow us on Instagram.
She put it in the archive.
Follow Trap and Chair.
Oh, that's another thing I dealt with this morning. The first thing I dealt with this morning was Jodeci and Instagram, which is one of my usual pains in my asses.
Always.
But I had somebody tell me, Frank, can you please take that off? That's not good. And I was like, what are you talking about? I go to my Instagram, like me and my son, and I fly? No. It was Jodeci putting a meme of me talking about sliding into your bitch's DMs.
Which to me was the most hilarious.
It was very hilarious.
I saw all
that. Oh, you deleted it.
I work in corporate America. So anybody got it on screen?
So can I put it back up?
Do I have it on screen?
No, you could like show us.
Oh, can I put it? I think I'm going to put it in the story.
Anyway, we'll go back to that. We'll go back to that. Oh, can we do sports now?
Yeah, do sports now.
Okay,
why not?
Okay, sports now while you look. Okay, so we haven't been here for 2 weeks. You guys know the French won the World Cup.
Yes, shout out to France.
The controversy behind that was that they said a lot of African immigrants were on the French team and that they don't really treat the Africans really good.
Oh yeah, they're very racist in France.
They're very racist in France. I didn't know that because all the French girls I've met out here are really nice.
Anthony,
what about you,
Gundy? Not my Instagram. I know you love going on my Instagram, but it's not mine.
Oh, have you seen her Instagram lately?
No. Do you like boobs?
Do you want to like boobs? Show me.
Anybody here like boobs?
He actually follows me, but he's saying
follow, no. Oh, now you're fronting? Now you're fronting.
You can check. I do.
He actually follows me, but okay.
Damn. Yo, whenever we
Damn
have a
B.
Whenever there's Damn a guest. B. Whenever there's a guest.
What is
yo,
it?
Julian.
What is it? Go ahead, put it. What is it?
You followed
what
me.
Is it?
No, it's okay.
Zabby.
Yeah.
Jodeci. I thought like she was named after the group, but it wasn't. It was just a play on
Trap
words.
And Church, yeah, Anthony.
Parents want to me. I really want to be.
He said nah.
Proof. Okay. I follow too many. Too much people.
So much happened in basketball. Julian, you could speak on this. Kawhi went to the Raptors. How we feel about that?
Okay.
It's okay. It's a good look. DeMar DeRozan's not happy about that because they kind of played him and treated him like a chub. Hey, you wasn't playing, right? You wasn't playing good. The playoffs, you don't show up. Keep it 100. A little bit 100. We don't like how Segura got swiped for he didn't get the MVP for the All-Star game. My nigga.
Come to the mic. Come to the mic. Come to the mic.
Come to the mic, Julian. Julian, come to the mic.
Come on, Julian.
You just
Ben, because you got some. I don't follow baseball. You got to fix it.
He's a sports fan like the kid. We do a lot of parlays. We do a lot of parlays out here. You don't have to do the Julian strut. You can just come to the motherfucking mic.
Hang on
with Frank Polito.
Yeah.
Welcome Julian to the show. Another member of the
Black. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, Fam Entertainment.
Yeah, you know the vibes.
Tell them where the parties is at.
Oh, well, tomorrow we're in La Cantina. Friday, Playroom. Saturday, back at La Cantina. 151 coming soon. Oh, yeah, that's a Thursday vibe.
That's Thursday? Okay, yeah. I'll be doing the door.
You going to be doing the door?
Yeah. That's okay, sucks. So Segura got played for MVP. How we feel about that?
I just feel like, honestly, baseball and me don't really get along. I think baseball's kind of boring.
Thank you.
You know, but when it comes to the Yankees, not you know how we are, the Block and the Banca.
This is what I got to deal with. Look at what she puts on her social media. And then she wants to put it on social media.
And I didn't catch this. I didn't catch this.
And then she wants to put it to
this
things that I'm
this is how couples that share social media accounts look. Wow. Is that wow. supposed... Wait, but where are you in
no,
this?
No, I was there. My point is that this is the type of, the type of shit she like I'm attached to. Thanks to her.
Okay. But back to the baseball thing, because this is just...
It's crazy.
The one that I feel is crazy is the third one.
I'd rather lose you than the argument. Makes sense, though.
I appreciate it. Carmelo Anthony's supposed to go into the Rockets
Can
after getting...
Ooh, yes.
Hey.
Press like on that, you know.
He said press like on that.
Why do you always do this?
The bunny ears, guys. Never fails, always on there. Oh, here we go again. Talk about Carmelo Anthony going to the Rockets. How we feel about this?
Melo. It just hurts every time I say his name.
Why is this?
I'm a real Carmelo fan. Like I didn't really bang with the guy that came to my team, LeBron. Yeah, and then I'm a Laker fan, by the way.
But we don't like LeBron.
We don't like LeBron.
Long time Laker bandwagon.
No, he's been like
nah,
a Laker.
That's
he's
my,
a Kobe fan.
Yeah,
he's a Kobe
I'm
fan.
A Kobe. I'm
he's
a Kobe. From the Kobe era. That's a fact, Vino, all day. But yeah, back to Melo, I hope he does well. I think it's a good look for him, Chris Paul and all that. But maybe it's time for him to hang it up, man. Lala's
okay,
getting the
that's
Lala.
The picture.
Oh.
But then she put to get sliding
Frank,
into your
Frank,
bitch's
Frank,
DMs.
Frank,
yeah. Sliding into your bitch's
Frank,
DMs.
Frank, you just threw. You really gonna have that on, like showing me this right now?
What?
You gonna? So this is.
That wasn't. She all right, put
but
that
I
up.
Could get this picture and your page or her page.
That's Trap and Church.
Oh, yeah, there's more memes coming soon.
Trap and Church. No, I'm a jokester. We could joke all day. We could do this all day. Unfortunately.
Yo, it looks like you just
I know. I was going into the wall right there. What I'm trying to say is that I have a day job. I work in corporate America, and there's certain things that I cannot be attached to because I've already gotten the bow bow back in the day. So I'm trying to clean it up.
But I feel like it's getting more open-minded.
Yeah? Yeah, tell that to the guy who owns Anheuser-Busch in Bacarajo. Yeah. You know what?
But Frank, if you... They have to let you rock, bro. You're in part of Trap and Church. There's levels
to it. You would think that.
You
would think that.
You
would think
hanging? Yes. Yeah.
You would think that.
I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, it's not about that. It's about if they're not feeling you to begin with, they're going to use whatever they can against you in this
world. I agree.
So unfortunately, like, they were already trying to figure out how to kick me out, but they couldn't because I'm just a man and I'm untouchable and I'm bulletproof. But then I slipped up. And then, you know, it was something like, I had a song that had vulgarity on it. And they said that was against social media policy because it had curses. It's corny. But this is the world we live in. So we got to.
This is the company you're working with now?
I got a mouth to feed. No. This was a previous. So I've learned.
Yeah.
I'm trying to learn from my mistakes, learn from experience.
That's Frankie?
That's me.
Yeah.
And the titties.
Do I look kind of brolic? Shout out to my man from the gym. He sees me. You see me going in. You could attest to this. Don't act like you're on the phone. Don't act like you're on the phone.
Yo,
he sees me in the gym every day.
Nah, honestly, I'm going to attest. He's definitely broke up. He's definitely broke up.
He don't know what the fuck is going on.
That better be a boss. Yo. You could attest to this.
What?
I be going in every Monday through Thursday. You see me going in very early at 10 in the morning. And the results are showing. In the last couple of months.
You talking about your bulk season?
Yeah, you seen a little bit more. You be seeing
this movement. You be seeing that. You know what I'm saying?
Could attest.
The flies.
He can see the flies. He can.
Now he definitely see Frankie come back to the block real tired and stuff.
Always.
Real tired. With a gym bag, but it's not there no more.
With the face of depression, like, oh, so that's the parking.
They stole your gym bag real tough?
Yeah, it did. It was my fault. I didn't lock it up. I don't like it.
Where you thought you were?
Huh?
Where you thought you was?
I thought I was at the gym and they don't really want my old Yankee bag.
You're in the hood, man.
Especially
when first, bro.
Yeah.
No, I know. Nah. I didn't even want to come to my man and tell him because I already know he was going to look at me like, yeah. So I told his boy, I said, yo, if you find a bag, you know what I'm saying? Because when I come to this thing, he'd be looking at me like,
bro, what's
old to you? Yo, you in the hood, bro.
Putting in the locker without a lock.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly what he was going to say. There you go.
He wasn't going to, like, he don't be sugarcoated like, oh, damn, that sucks. I'm going to see if it turns up. He look at me like, nigga, you didn't lock it? It's done. It's gone.
It's a wrap.
What you want me to do? Look at the camera?
Yeah, I get it. You're right. Oh, yo, speaking of Bad Bunny, my nigga, I don't know if you know, Tomorrowland was this past weekend, and Alesso, who's a very famous house DJ, brought out Bad Bunny out of all people. House music, like, this nigga is transcending crowd. He's on a number one song with Cardi B, only spitting in Spanish. I don't think there's ever been an American song on the American charts where the dude is only spitting Spanish. Am I incorrect in that assumption?
I wouldn't know,
I might
know,
not be incorrect in that assumption. Am I? You shaking your head like I'm wrong, I'm right. Not that you remember, Reb. Not that you remember.
Bad Bunny is the only artist in the hip hop top 10 that's only spitting Spanish.
Not on an American song.
I mean, like, technically
he's on the English. He's on the English hip. He's Cardi B's song. I Like It Like That was number one. She's rapping in English, but he's all Spanish.
Nah, but he does say something in English.
What he said?
Gang.
It's Latino gang.
Gang.
He does say that.
Nah, my man came through.
We don't forget that J Balvin's on that song too.
Yeah, always.
I mean, Cardi B just blessed, man. I just feel like she's blessed. Bad Bunny, he came at the right time. Manuel went in, he came in. He just, everything's a hit.
My nigga, Alesso and Tomorrowland, that's big.
No, when it comes to the house and techno stuff, that's another lane.
That's another lane. But you can't appreciate that my man, straight out of PR, with a funny fade, he don't even finish the fade.
He doesn't.
He doesn't finish it, he just puts a bowl on his head. He's up there repping. Yeah, like he look, that's my man.
I mean, you know what it is though with Bad Bunny? I think it's like, I've seen that character 1,000 times in my neighborhood. He just can't do it.
But he does it better. Keep it up.
Yeah, he does.
He's a better. You can't deny his talent. He could be whatever he wants to be. They think I'm kind of gay when it comes to Bad Bunny. I just appreciate. One bad verse. Have you heard one song in California? What he said there.
Natasha too, and
she was more with it. She used to like my pictures. Now she
does. No. Yeah, she was another one that came from the hood. Yeah. You know, used to hang out on the block and stuff.
She don't like my pictures no more, bro.
Shouts to them though.
I still love you. Like it's all right to like it. I know you blew up. You know what? I want to go into that, my nigga. And you hear Julian? Julian was there with me.
You
know what? I want to go into that. I feel that girls. You know, I was there when the bottle girls were just they were just.
So we're going to that lane right now. We're gonna go to that lane
because it relates to what we're about talking about.
Okay.
Why is it when girls get the surgery, they become a whole new person, bro?
Since my man Don D is here, I like to put one of his records out on there, but when the girls get their surgery, they have to turn into a different person.
A week later,
you have to understand. They get things prescribed to them, you know. You have to take medication, you have to do massages and all this extra stuff. There's a process when you do your body. Some girls do it, some girls think that they're gonna be good. Like, I've dealt with a lot of girls, I've done their body, so, and I mean dealt, like, business-wise, you know, just in case. So, you know, like, these females, they need the proper treatment, you know? Mm-hmm. So like if your surgery is gonna cost you $3,000 to $4,000, you're gonna spend $3,000 to $4,000 on your
maintaining it.
Yeah,
on
the maintenance. Some girls don't do that. So the cockiness that we're talking about,
yeah.
I like to blame the pills, man. The pills and the guys and the, you know,
and the game.
The game is fucked up.
Game is
but then you got these promoters. I'm sorry.
Cough, cough, you.
Yes, I am. You know, you have certain promoters that they forget how to actually do their job, and they think that because
that
the girls
they're supposed to do it.
Exactly.
So
they gas them. They start paying them to host. You know.
Oh my
they,
God.
That's the way. You know what I mean? Personally,
that's when it went
Frankie,
crazy.
Frankie.
How are you making more money than me just being here?
I don't understand. Like, girls that used to come out for free.
They're getting paid $300 to show up.
I call them. I invite them out. And they're telling me, how much you're paying me? Excuse me? But such and such, no name, paid me this much. And it's like, you know, that's something that comes with the game, bro. But it's sad.
And I respect the come up, but it's not a real come up. Like, when Cardi B came up, that's a come up, bro.
That was her grind, bro.
You like, having a new body's not a come up, though.
Cardi just got tits.
No, I'm not talking about Cardi's body.
Doesn't she got ass shots, too?
No. Cardi B's butt is hers.
Unless she did it a long time ago. We've seen that ass for once.
Nah. Cardi B's, that's hers. I've seen Cardi B.
We've seen that ass for once.
No, because I've seen her. That she went to a basement. She don't even know what the hell is in it, but she did.
Really?
She added some shots. She said she went to a basement.
Oh, she went to a basement 182nd?
I mean, that's possible. But like I said, it's been years, though. Like, that wasn't something that's not something to be proud of. Because there's a lot of girls in the game that's all they have is ass shots. And they shave you, man.
My thing, again, is it's like, literally a week later, they become a whole different person.
Excuse me?
Julian, what did you do?
That's tomorrow night. Shout out to Gerald the Boss.
What did you do right now? Did you take over our incident?
But now, like, who's that? I thought that was me real quick. Now, these girls, man, they just... Yeah, I blame the pills, bro. Back to the pills, man. Back to my man, Don
what
D.
What do you blame
Don
it on?
D, do you
what
like
do
women
you?
That are etcha?
What do
nah,
you
man, I don't like that fake.
They love the pills, man. Yo, girls, they drink. They do drugs. These girls.
That's a fact.
Is your perks?
And sleeping pills.
Yeah, all that stuff. Whatever makes them drowsy, but they...
Yeah.
One thing they don't forget, though, is that the gratuity is not enough.
They want 25%.
No. That doesn't belong to them. They argue, you know. Yo, but shout out to the Dream Team. Those are my ladies,
they
you know.
They pull the gratuity, that's why. So they.
That's why I fuck with the gang, man.
They mad they only getting $3,000 to pass out a bottle. They mad at them.
I mean, again, they love the pills.
Shit, fell in love with them pills.
Bueno, with that said, show this to your female. Defend your people.
I only defend myself. And,
okay.
What I was going to say, I honestly think that Dykeman...
Is the capital of that?
Is the capital.
Yeah, that's 100%.
Because a lot of people that leave from here, they be like, yo, hay un tro de mujeres que son como...
Yeah, I never...
I agree with you.
I am very humble. Stop! I am!
You want to end the show now or like, we good? Like,
trap and chat chat.
Yeah, I'm gonna kick your ass.
There's the chat chat. To go with your trap.
And then
with the chat chat. She's putting it like a sword.
I mean,
like a lightsaber.
We haven't seen her hosting anywhere yet, so let's give her the benefit of the doubt.
That's coming.
Okay,
it's definitely coming. It's definitely coming.
When have you seen me somewhere and I don't say hi to you?
I mean, you know, I'm kind of a big deal, but thank you, Joe.
You left me hanging? You don't leave me hanging?
I'm taking L's.
Yeah. Nana, you definitely, since I've met you, you've been nice.
I'm very humble and very nice.
The veil, she at the window.
Nana, she comes around every once in a while.
She comes around.
I mean, she might stay away from.
Why do I want to be around y'all? You famous. Yo, DJ Anthony is famous with the viejitas. So, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to come to Uptown because I don't want to be around you and your viejitas.
The doñits.
The doñita.
Yo, eso es lo que yo quiero, una doñita, manega, una doña snaz.
And we're gonna go party, play all the celebrities, all rotation.
D, what do you like? I feel like because the dudes that like, if you just around Dyke Mall that you conditioned to believe that that's like beautiful and all that, but honestly, a mí me gusta la mujer, you know, sencilla, you know?
I like
what is your preference?
You like cellulite? You like cellulite?
I mean, it's
like
2018. Cellulite? Things are coming back to normal, I want to say.
I like to bite on shit. I can't bite on this.
Like, the one thing that bothers me about these girls that get done up is, like, back to what you were saying, how they get cocky and how they feel like they're better than other people.
But they still live in a room.
They still live with whoever they live in with, mom, room, projects, no AC, floor bed, you know, all these extra stuff. But what really irks me, bro, because I'm a promoter again, they don't have those $20 to pay the door. That irks me. And then...
What else?
They grab bottles like they're paying for them.
Are we talking about just random girls? Or
no,
like,
no, we're talking about Uptown Washington Heights. We're talking about Dyckman City. We're talking about
specific right now.
you guys. Oh man, it sounded personal.
Yeah, like.
Nah.
And they come wearing the same dress every week. Oh.
Nah. To keep it 100. Yeah. To keep it 100, that was like part of my skit. I was watching the Sujeto. I don't know. You could probably catch a producer look that one up. There's a Spanish artist that he has like this throwbacks music in the background, and then he just
the Michael Jackson thing going on.
And then he goes, tupite. And he does like a little one of those skits that we be doing on the block, talking crazy.
Hey,
there you go.
Do it. Hey.
Oh, you got like that. Hey. Go ahead, Frank. Oh, you got to back me up?
No, he's not.
Oh.
You ready to go?
Tell me about this girl that wears the same dress.
No. I'm not.
That has blonde hair that comes every week and asks for a cup.
No. You see, that was your situation.
No, but not for nothing. When you said that, a whole bunch of heads popped into my head.
Wow. It was like emojis. Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah.
Dante, what do you do for fun on your days that you want to go out and hang?
Man, I like traveling, man. I get out of New York.
That's what's popular.
You know, like, I've been in New York all my life, bro. So it's like, I want to see something new. You know, I want to see something different. You know? Different around everywhere.
What kind of females are you into? The ones that we were talking about or not so much?
I don't like females that are with all that fake stuff and all that because, you know, it comes with an attitude and it comes with a strong personality. You feel me? And I'd rather just get sencilla, no me entiendes, regular, regular. You feel me?
A fat ass. Tranquilita.
He likes those, though.
We all like them, but we don't. It's all subconscious. We think we like them until we bust a nut, and then we're like, what the? Why was I spending all this money? Like, what was I doing this whole time? And then you just want to go home.
Damn, Frank, damn,
and then you just want to go home. Like, what did I just do with the last 3 weeks of my life?
What is your type?
I just like bad girls. I'm going to keep it 1,000.
So then keep complaining.
The mileage.
Nah, I just like them real bad. Like, I don't.
Are we talking about bad as in like I can't
stand a dumb bitch.
A dumb
bitch. I just don't like airheads. I don't.
Girl. I feel like
I don't like dumb. I'm sorry, dumb girls.
All I know is every time I see Julian anywhere.
The soupie thing.
That'd be the mood. Now I do hang out with a lot of superficial females. I'm not gonna lie, but. I like my independent women, honestly. Like, you know, they gotta get their own. If they don't have their own, they're just another girl in my phone book that gets called from my next friend or my guy friend or this bag or that bag.
Jodeci likes the dudes that they buy the fake Jordans and they ask you how to flip them. They ask you how to flip them.
Also, Jodeci's friends all have a plug on their IG bios.
My nigga, this nigga dead ass told me, yo, I cop those off-white Jordans. I'm like, yo, we'll put those up for a G. I'm like, yo, but I got the fake ones too. So I'm gonna sell them for a G, show the real pictures, but then I'm gonna send them the fake ones.
Nah.
I'm like, that's a Malicia, my nigga. Yo, but it's all right. I'm gonna make a G.
Those are her people's.
That's her friends.
I'm a G.
I looked at the nigga like, yo, I got no words for you.
No, but he was with it. What you talking about? Like, yo, do it.
I did not tell him to send the fake ones. I'm like, yo, alguien me hace esa maldad.
I already see Frank coming downstairs at the block just complaining to everybody. Look what I just got
I would have got
flipping out.
My nigga, I pay a G, you send me. He goes, but I also got the fake ones.
When I see his Frank texting Jonas, where that nigga at?
No, he's pulling up in the Honda.
I'm gonna be 100. After what we went through to get here, I might not let her do anything other than show up and look cute, bro. Because ni eso, ni el Uber puede llamar esta señora, my nigga. So I might, she might just.
No, look. But this one tells me, he's like, oh, I'm on the corner. When he's usually on the corner.
I was talking to Juan Bodega.
Shouts to Bodega Stacks, aka Juan Papeleta. That's my guy.
He's usually.
Yo, but who is? Oh, that's
the Jodeci.
Those are the. Yo, you know what's funny that when you said that Dante doesn't follow you, I'm sorry to throw you under the bus, Dante, but this is really Dante's type. You know, the big voluptuous titties, the little hips,
long hair, fat ass, thick waist.
You know?
Yeah, remember that song? Remember that record?
There's a lot of records, man. There's a lot of records.
There's like, a lot of records, man.
Can you get off my Instagram?
No. That
was a pool.
That's the backyard. That's her backyard.
That's the backyard boogie.
Nah, that was my house. What are you talking about?
This is the, like I've always said, she's a very humble individual.
She's always been so humble.
Can you get off of my Instagram?
Como mujeres humildes así. Yeah, but hey.
Is that you covered up today?
She just came from Rob, bro.
Stop! Stop!
There's literally 76 posts a day, so this is all old stuff.
Oh, okay. I think that's the inside.
Jodeci. We haven't talked about your life in a long time. I feel like we always want to hear.
I mean,
we always want our opinions, but we never hear about you and your booze flipping the fake.
Well, we know her boo eats her ass. We know that one.
Oh yeah, for
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, he tried to flip it on me, but.
But he ate. But you think it never.
I'm single.
But you haven't been. It's the summer.
Oh, no wonder she moved over there.
Oof. Jodeci Marquez, follow her.
Marquise.
Dundee does.
Got him.
he found out today. Anyways, what I was gonna say. I just.
Yeah.
Yo. I don't want to do this right now, but you here.
Chill.
You here,
chill.
Yo, I gotta take it back.
Frank, chill. Frank.
So somebody slid into her DMs, my nigga.
Okay, hold on.
Oh my god, I forgot.
And she put it on Blit Ass, but he's my man, though. He's my man's.
100 grand or 50?
Maybe 65. Like you said, 65.
Yo. All right, so hold on.
Okay, let me read you.
Yeah.
She's gonna read it and I'm gonna guess who it is. Let's do that.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Yo.
Okay.
Disclaimer.
The famous line. Yo, I'm gonna end up having to go out with this guy after this.
No. If he's our guy, he is the guy.
Okay. He's like.
Oh, God, see. Damn.
Listen.
No.
Did he change?
No, I just took the music off.
Okay.
Oh, we gotta get this right.
He said, I would like to take you out to dinner.
Aww. Start a smooth.
I know you said not to DM you.
But?
But my cousin.
He threw someone under the bus.
Frankie told me to shot my shot. He wrote shot my shot. So
Frankie, is he your blood cousin?
No. I said. When they asked me, I'm not a hater, right? Yo, y'all see what's up with Shorty? I said, shoot or shoot. shoot or shoot. That's my response. Shoot or shoot. I don't know. I shoot, but I'm a shooter. Tú me entiendes?
So he said that Frankie told him to shoot his shot. So I'm like, yo, Frankie, this is what we doing now?
Okay.
And then I was like, yo, but chill.
So when you put it on blast, you put it on like the screen and everything?
I think she put on her story, tag me, Dan, okay, no. I'm like, yo, but
and you didn't delete his name. You left his name.
I deleted his name.
But okay, so you brushed his name off so he didn't get hot, but you make sure everyone knows.
And I hid my story.
That line.
So el primo de Frankie.
Oh my god, wait, no.
My nigga, you know what the worst part was? Like 5 minutes before she did that, homie hit me up. He goes, yo, I think I'm gonna go take Shorty out to dinner. I'm like, who the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, so wait, did she respond?
I don't know, she didn't.
Did you respond?
Like, he just told me, yo, I'm gonna take Shorty out to dinner. I'm like, who are you talking about?
I'm gonna tell you what I responded.
I'm like, who you.
Right. I'm sorry.
I was like, who you talking about? Yo, your co-host. I did what you told me. I shot my shot.
Yo, shout out my guy. You heard? I know you watching.
I said,
Let's go Lakers. You heard?
I was like, I don't say when I got the you have been, like the tag notification and I saw it. She highlighted everything.
I said, did he?
Oh, so you did reply.
I did reply because it's his cousin, you know?
It's not, but it's okay.
It's not your cousin?
Tonto.
No. Oh, he said, oh, wait. He said no, but that fam. He said no, but that. I'm sorry, I can't read this.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
Can I read it?
Can you read it for him?
No, you can't read his name out.
No, I already know who it is. It's okay. He's a wise one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm on my knees.
All right, so,
yeah, bro, all right,
so let's go. So we at the part where he go, where she replied, did he? No, but that family, why not say he did got you to reply back? Hi, how you doing? My name is blank. why are you yelling at me? I don't know when she yelled at it. There must be something deleted.
You yelled at him.
Oh, man.
She replies.
I put his name.
LOL. Hi.
And cap locks.
You know the name, and then he replies, "Hi, Jodeci. So, what you like to do? I know you like selfies. That was smooth, God.
Yo, that was smooth, my God.
You know she hit you with the emojis. Obviously, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yo,
there's nothing wrong with that. I love seeing that smile. Smooth. And then cachetes. You see how you went Spanglish on them real quick. Tell me about yourself. Damn, it gets sad after a while. I'm not even gonna continue reading. She didn't reply. But anyways, shout out to the God. Hey yo, bro. So wait, what was the whole point of?
I don't even know where we went. I don't even know how we got here.
Damn,
I just know
bro.
Jodeci's social media affects my life.
Twice.
That's all I'm saying. I'm trying to avoid even me being on social media like that. Like,
yeah, you've been told me that. I've been trying.
Like, I want to live in reality in the moment, man. I don't want to.
I do live in reality.
I mean, you could tell.
Everything's a photo. My nigga, I've had 16 photo shoots since I've been in this show.
No, you haven't. You only had one. I'm not that superstar. Anyways, so I guess.
She got it right.
After I embarrassed you, I'm so sorry, but sure, I would like to go.
Yeah, there you go, my nigga.
Yeah. Can we get that? Yo, I better get some points for that one.
Yo, you alley, my man. Yes.
Oh, man. When does this release? When does this launch?
She go
tomorrow?
Bro.
Yo, bro. Don't reply until this.
Until this airs, I'm not gonna reply.
Yeah, do not reply until it airs. Just so he.
You gotta tune in. Yeah. You gotta tune in.
You better tune. I'm tuned in.
No, you denied him. That's it.
That's my neighbor, legit. It's my guy.
Yo, al final. Oh, you gotta. We're almost done. We're gonna end it on that note. It was like, that's it. He won the championship belt right now.
Yo, he hasn't won a ring in years.
So on that note, thanks everybody for Trapping Chincha episode 10. My man Don D, thanks for
thank you for coming. Thank you.
Thanks for the invite,
guys. Music's fire. Check for him. Shout out to my man DJ Effect. He gotta go. Super Deuce Anthony.
Guys, wait. Tell them where we can find you.
Yeah, tell us that. At Instagram at DONDVOICE and same name on YouTube, Don D Voice.
Okay. Yeah, you can find me at RealFamENT or at JulianRF_ Instagram.
Real Gang. Fucker.
Ready?
Real fam, 2Ms, you heard?
You got it?
And thank you guys for tuning in for the last 10 episodes. If you haven't, Trapping Chincha on the Shout out to the podcast. People.
Shout out to our audience.
Cheer.
Thank you guys.
My God, you got My God, you got your day, you heard?
Definitely.
Hold on. My bad, Julian just said it. Boy, pulls up to Katina. He's getting a comp bottle.
First of all. First of all, why you say his name?
Oh!
Yeah. Yo, bro. His name. No, bro, not for nothing. After dinner, battle of me, God. That's a fact.
All right, well, now that Frankie said his name, that, I think that should be the end of the show. I think that's it. You know, spots have been blown. Thank you for joining us on episode 10. It was great. LB, Trapicelja, Fact. Have a great night, ladies and gentlemen. Anthony Corta.